If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. That was a very intense and exciting game last night as the Royals were clinging to the lead. And man, the bullpen, we thought, well, it was pretty deep. Jesse Hahn goes on the DL. The IL, you know what the hell I'm talking about. It's hard for me to say IL. I say DL. I say, you know, I see DL just in my life.
Keep it on the down low.
You know? Like, I'll get hurt or I'll fall down and... Nope, Dad's going on the DL. You know, it's...
Well, that's what it was for your whole life.
Right. That's the IL, so whatever. So pardon me if I say DL from time to time. But then Josh Staumont goes on the IL before the game.
That was a surprise, wasn't it?
Do you know why he went on the IL?
Well, no, I don't.
Yeah, neither do I.
Because they didn't...
Lebo asked last night.
What did they say when Lebo asked? I watched his post. I guess I didn't see that part of the post game.
I don't think he made it to the post game. I did hear Todd on the post game one time talking to Danny Duffy.
I saw
Todd Lebo, and there was a little bit. I almost thought we were going to get a new drop. Because Todd Lebo, you kind of heard like, and then some silence. Like, oh, where's Todd? Is Todd going to fumble this? And I happened to be, you know, Susan and I were watching, and then he went on to an excellent question. So unfortunately, Lebo did a good job.
Ah, damn it.
Last night, and so there's no funny ha-has for us. I was ready. I thought I had it. You know, I thought he was fumbling around. I was hoping I'd see it. My question. Oh. Question. Play what I was hoping for, so at least I could hear it now. Sorry, my... question asked. Oh, no. I thought that's what I was going to get, but it didn't happen.
Wrong number of questions got answered.
right.
Hello.
Right. Some kind of fumble or bumble. But he was too good and too professional. So thanks a lot, Todd. What'd you think about this show before getting things done?
Way to go asking good questions.
Way to go not messing up. Anyway, Lebo asked... about Josh Staumont.
Yeah, because so before the game, for people that don't know, before the game they announced he was going on the IL and they didn't say anything.
Nope.
You know, like when Hahn went on the IL, it was shoulder impingement, right?
Right.
They said that in the news.
No, they usually
release.
Tell you.
Yeah.
That's usually part of it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you start going, it's okay, what are all the beat writers saying? What's Andy Rogers saying? What's Alec Lewis saying? What's Lynn Worthy saying?
Right.
Undisclosed injury. Mm-hmm. Didn't tell us. So,
your first question comes from the line of Lebo Sports Radio 810.
Sorry, wrong. All right, my question again.
That's what I wanted. I thought just for a minute. I think I jinxed. I go, because he didn't answer right away, and I thought I heard like a. I go, Dad, come on.
Don't you want him on a Zoom to say and wrong
he,
number?
Right,
wrong number.
But then he goes right into an eloquent question, and I'm like,
Who wants to hear that?
Why are you so competent? Damn it. So let's hear. Yeah, when Lebo asked the question, let's hear this. Because, I mean, I don't know what to tell you people. Because, hey, I just spent $11 on him, the AL only, Roto League. So what am I thinking about here? I need some answers. Quick. All right, let's hear it.
Just I wanted to get some clarification on Staumont's on the injured list, but I didn't see a reason. What was his injury?
we just have to say he's on the IL. We can't go beyond that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know. First of all, I hope everything's...
Your first question comes from the line of Lebo Sports Radio 810.
Sorry, wrong. All right, my question again.
Okay, so first of all kidding aside, I hope he's okay. I hope everything's all right, because that doesn't sound... That scares you. And if they don't mean to scare you, then I'm sorry if I'm taking it that way. You don't hear that all the time. And so you hope everything's all right with him and all right with his family. Like, I have no idea.
The voice that you heard there is Mike Swanson, the PR guru.
No, that was me just now.
Oh, that was you. That was Stephen St. John.
That's me.
Yeah. Before
that. People I'm, oh, okay.
Before that.
Because I was just talking, and he said, yeah. The voice you hear is Mike. I go, no. No, it's not.
It's not Swanee.
What's wrong with you?
Stephen St. John, you dummy.
What's in that cup over there?
I'm looking right at you.
Let me have a little. I love this. This is right on the air. Let me have a little. Listen to that.
That's the sound of a...
The ice-cold, refreshing bottle of Diet Dr. Pepper that I know is absolutely horrible for me.
It's the sweet one. I can't do falsetto anymore.
It is the sweet one.
I lost my falsetto. Oh, no.
Someone described it to me as barbecue water one time. I said, yep. Probably why I drink it. Big shocker.
Barbecue water, yeah. Huh? I don't know what that means.
You ever had some barbecue water?
No.
Delicious. Now go on.
So, yeah, that was the voice. So when you heard Mike Matheny kind of pause for a second as if he wasn't sure what he could say.
Looks over. Hey, Swanee, step in here. And
Mike Swanson, the media relations guru for the Royals, said he was one that said, all we can say is undisclosed injury, or what we're supposed to say is undisclosed injury. So clearly there's some reason that they are not allowed to say what has put him on the IL.
He did have COVID.
Yep.
I don't know if so.
We just have to say he's on the IL. We can't go beyond that.
That's the first thing that I thought of, and maybe he's having some kind of complications, because they had talked about him getting back to 100%. Whatever it is, you know, I hope he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously more important than baseball or anything else. That was just, you know. Okay, Jake, what's your reaction? Had you heard that? Did you hear that last night?
I did not hear that last night.
So that when you hear that, like, whoa. I mean, I don't know. Like, how do you react to that?
It's not good, but I don't. You can't really take much from it.
This is an assumption on my part.
There's HIPAA laws, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first thing I think of that comes to my mind, is that they can't say anything because they can't say anything. They're not allowed to. So.
And that would usually mean that Stallman doesn't want them to say anything.
I thought he looked good in his last outing. I'm just like, of course, then I'm going back and thinking, was there anything? You know?
Yeah.
And who knows? So.
I think it's precautionary.
Whatever it is, hopefully he's all right.
Right.
I mean, it's only the 10-day, right? So, I mean, that's the first thing. It's not a long, you know.
Right. But, I mean, hopefully everything is cool with
Josh. It's concerning.
And for those that don't know, with the 10-day disabled list, that's how quickly you can come back. It doesn't mean you're going to be back in 10 days, but you're allowed to come back in 10 days. If it was something that they knew was long-term, there's the 60-day DL, which takes you off the 40-man roster, but you have to stay out for 60 days. You know, you can't come back, so... hopefully he can come back in 10 days, but, like, for example, I'm assuming Adalberto Mondesi's on the 10-day DL, and he's obviously missing more than 10 days, so you can miss more than that. And I'm just clarifying that in case people don't know how that works.
But hopefully he does. Look, I don't know. It would be speculation.
Yep.
It's concerning, but you can't put too much weight into it because we don't know.
It definitely makes you wonder.
Well, yes. You know? They really can't say anything, I guess, because this lets your mind wander.
Yeah.
And then you're not supposed to speculate, but we do have to talk about it because he's one of the Royals' best relievers, and he went on the IL for an undisclosed injury. And I think I had, 14 people during the game text me, hey, what's wrong with Stallman?
Right.
Like, hey, I don't know. Oh, you just don't want to say nothing. Okay, Mr. Radio Guy. All right, big shot. Like, I don't know. Oh, yeah, Mr. Inside Info. Mr. Microphone.
Were you like, yep, I know, I'm just not telling you.
I said, yeah,
I really don't want to break news.
I am Mr. Microphone.
I used to have a Mr. Microphone.
I did. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Remember the
deep voice? Slow it down.
You remember the commercial with the guy's in the car and he's on the microphone and it's coming through his radio speakers? He goes, hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later.
I don't remember that. Man.
Which was borderline harassment and just
Fisher Price.
Ladies just trying to walk down the street, you know, and this right. guy's got a microphone driving around.
Yeah. Just being complimentary.
Yeah, my Mr. Microphone, is just to give you a little background, was taken away from me when I was caught saying every curse word possible so I could hear it through the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Richard Carlin.
Yeah, just dropping F-bombs. And at that point, I was not old enough for that to be acceptable, especially amplified on the radio.
You were in kindergarten.
Take it away from him, Steve. He's cussing. You're still going to cuss, babe. So here's the point. I don't know. And to the people that think I'm withholding information, I'm sorry I'm not. But now when I find out, I'm not going to tell the people that were texting me.
There you go.
Right.
See how
did you
that
say
sound?
Richard Carlin, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. I just let that go.
I know, but I wasn't going to.
Sad part is I can't remember his first name right
George.
Now. George.
George.
I almost put it. I almost
I can't
George Carlin
that.
Quote right. this morning.
God, where did yeah. Richard come from?
On IG.
Well, that's my son, Richard.
Yeah.
Richard Lovelady, maybe he's still on my mind.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
George Carlin.
So that's the first thing out of last night. It was a terrific win for the Royals, but there's concern for Josh Stallmott, and I hope we find out it's nothing serious, and he'll be back soon.
Yeah.
But until they say something, then we don't know. I don't know. Number two, I'd like to know who C. McDaniel is, if at all possible. Can someone tell me who C. McDaniel is, and why is he the most powerful man apparently in the world? Because last night during the online auction during the Royals game. I like watching that because those things go for like, and it's great because it's for charity, right? But it's one of those things where like sometimes I go to auctions when I do charity work and I'm there, I'm like, boy, I couldn't buy anything in this whole live auction.
right.
Like I'm priced out, like the I'm into like the second bid and I'm thinking, maybe I should bid and then 100 bids later, I go, oh, remember when I was going to bid?
Yeah.
How stupid I am? That's like me, and I love to watch it and see all the wonderful items they put together. But like as soon as something happens, like, I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out.
That's exactly what's going on last night.
I'm out on everything by the end of the first inning, just right. to let you know. You know?
It's just basically taunting you going, right. Look at all the awesome things that you can't even come close to affording.
Dinner with George Brett at the stadium, $32,000. I'm like, and let me tell you, if I've had access to $32,000 that easy, there is a chance it's probably better for everyone in my family. Like, oh, dinner with George, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
New car, dinner with Brett. I don't know, one of them. Let's do the Brett thing. You know, what? So... Right, so it's
cars
good.
Break down. That memory lasts a lifetime.
Like I don't need to have access to those type of funds with something like that. That's,
right.
Well,
because guess what? If I had the money after stuff like that, I wouldn't have any more money.
Right.
And I'd be talking
XRP,
about how
you know, might have that.
So
anyway,
well, so I'm watching that, and I don't know, and I'm just saying. So, C. McDaniel is winning every bid.
Yeah.
$32,000, $15,000. I mean, he's watching that game. I'll bid on this and I'll bid on that. He's winning everything. C. McDaniel. Who in the hell is C. McDaniel?
Nah, he's going to be hanging out in the suite with John Buck and Billy Butler.
No. I want to hang out with C. McDaniel.
Right.
I want to roll with C. McDaniel in this town.
You can't roll with C. McDaniel.
Let me ask you a question.
You can't roll with him.
If that phone just rang and it was C. McDaniel, say, I want to come in there. I want to bid on sitting in there and we're going to go. I'll be like, hey, come on, C. McDaniel.
Come on down.
That's a baller. I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. Doesn't matter. Whoever C. McDaniels ran that auction last night was picking and choosing what they wanted and winning every auction. Don't know who it is. I'd like to find out. legend. Hashtag winning. Were you guys watching that?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder who's going to win this belt. C. McDaniel. Okay, good.
C. McDaniel dropped over 100 grand last night.
C. McDaniel just, you know, lighting $100 bills on fire watching that game.
Winning.
But it goes winning. To charity, so thank you, yeah. C. McDaniel.
Right. Winning.
But C. McDaniel, you got a lot of things to go to. If you need a plus one, I mean,
right?
How many events is C. McDaniel? How many fun things to see over the next year? Wouldn't you like to be C. McDaniel? You got that money. You're having dinner with George Brett. You're in the suite with the Elix Royals. You know, whatever else. You know, skydiving with Dayton Moore. What, I don't know how many things they had on there. I don't think that was that. It sounds fun.
I think it's a meet and greet with Dayton Moore.
Well, I'm trying to make it me up.
You know what? I don't know why they don't make that available. Skydiving with Dayton Moore.
If they did, the winner of the auction would be McDaniel. C. McDaniel.
Absolutely. 100%.
At a very high price. And then Greg Holland struck out Mike Trout in the ninth with a game on the line. I bet C. McDaniel liked that. Mike Trout struck out four times. And then Salvi. Don't try that on Salvi. Don't get that. Don't get cute on the base paths with Salvi. He's fun.
Thank you, my friend.
He'll laugh. He'll probably pat you on the ass after the game, whatever. He's there to have a good time. But don't get cute with Salvi when you're on the base paths, all right?
Thank you, my friend.
All right? Because he will gun your ass out. Did you like that?
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. It made me, you know, the night before when he had his 1,000th hit, Brett talked about his, you know, Major League debut in Tampa Bay.
David Fletcher out!
That was my most memorable thing about him coming up, is just gunning people out.
Don't be creeping on Salvi. Oh, you creeping off third
Thank
base?
You, my friend.
Oh, you don't think I have a gun anymore? Because I had Tommy John serve you? Watch this.
Thank you, my friend.
Bing! Out.
And then Steven went, bing!
Right. Well, I mean, what do you want to do? You didn't like that?
I loved it.
David Fletcher and the Angels liked it? No, they didn't like it. I like Mike Matheny. That got me fired up. Him getting fired up. You see him? He was watching. He was like, he looked like just one of us. He's like, ah!
Yeah, like, he had to wait for the replay.
I like Matheny. I really like Matheny.
Yep.
I like to hear him talk about baseball. I like that reaction. And he's a ruggedly handsome man.
Very handsome. Very handsome.
You know, there's no question about that. We'll take a break after the Royals win last night, 3-2. That was awesome over the Angels. Back after this on WHB.
It's fun to watch. It's obviously today it's a game changer, but he does it all the time. You watch the back picks at first base, regardless of the situation. He's not thinking about what might happen. He's thinking about what's the opportunity he has in front of him right now. And I'd say once again, you know, just little things. He had a couple pitches real high and then some that were outside missing the mark. He saved runs all day long today. It was just a really nice job behind the plate.
By the way, one more time, good God, Otani's awesome. That home run.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice play by the fan, though, to snag that one. Well, how great of a night at the ballpark would that be? Royals win, you're a Royals fan, and you caught Otani's home run. And people cheered. And it was on TV. And your team still won. Maybe that's C. McDaniel. What if that was?
That guy's living large life.
Unbelievable. They just blew my own mind. Now listen, I just proved something. Not only to myself, but to you guys, to Kansas City. All that's good, but I proved something most importantly to Sam Mellinger. Because after the game ended last night, and if you didn't see it, insert joke here, because I was talking about watching the game last night and they get all these things. I wish I could watch the game, and people were mad at me that I was watching the game. I'm sorry, but I'm still going to watch the game.
Why are you bragging about it?
Well, I don't know. I felt like
The game.
I feel bad now whenever I tweet about watching the game, because then people send me angry tweets about not watching, you know.
That's not your fault.
I guess you don't have YouTube TV.
Get creative, people. Get creative.
Don't tell people to get VSPs.
I'm not telling anybody to do anything. I'm just saying get creative. Where there's a will, there is a way. Every time.
Every time.
So the game. Jeez.
Every time.
David Fletcher was thrown out at third base by Salvador Perez to end the game because Greg Holland was on the mound. Ball ricochets off Salvi. And then Jared Walsh, who's the hot-hitting first baseman, young first baseman for the Angels, the ball ricocheted. Hey, it's TV, I understand. Just I'm telling you what happened, okay? Don't shoot the messenger. The ball ricocheted off Jared Walsh's balls.
Good balls.
And went right back to Salvi.
Good balls.
Had that not happened, I think does the ball get away far enough where you think Fletcher scores?
Yes. Yeah.
It was a game altering bounce off Jared Walsh's junk.
As they said, it was kind of like a doink off his dong.
That's what happened. And so then, you know, I'm having fun. And I tweeted, hey, that was a ballsy throw by Salvi.
Right.
The ending of that game was nuts.
Yep.
All true statements. And so then Sam Ellinger tweets, how long are you going to spend tomorrow talking about where that ball bounced? And I said, look here. I got a 4-hour show. You guess. And he, you know, he thinks all of it. He thinks I was going to lead with. I proved a point. I did not mention it at all in the first segment of the show.
Now we got another 3
right.
hours,
now I'll
30
talk
minutes.
About it with every guest.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
Okay, you guys watch baseball.
You know, that's what Walsh was thinking to himself.
You guys watch baseball. Jeff Montgomery at the post game said he's never seen a game end like that. He was basically saying he had never seen anything in his life.
Right. That's right.
That's how I felt. When I saw the ending of that game, I'm thinking I've never seen anything in my life. When that ball bounced off Walsh's balls back to Salvi.
Yeah, I've never seen anything in my life.
And then Salvi throws out Fletcher at third. Am I wrong about how that happened?
Oh, you're not wrong. I haven't seen it before. As I responded to you guys, this conversation lasts more than 4 hours. We need to call a doctor.
Right.
Good balls.
And Salvi really showed off his hose there with that throw. So, I'm watching again. That thing was going to roll all the way to the dugout.
Right.
By the way.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
That's the old, you know, 2-dong, 2-5 put out. I don't know how they, what number you put that.
The baseball hitting Jared Walsh's valuable groin, because it is now it was the most valuable player last night, bouncing off his junk and back to Salvi, that saved the game.
Oh, no more Yankee, my wakey.
That's enough of that. No. That's one of the few clips that I will say no. Corrupt that one.
Corrupt that file.
It was donger.
That's gone, right.
It was donger.
It wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
That was a doink and a dong, though. I would beg to differ with Chris Collinsworth. It was a doink off the dong.
The bases were loaded.
Oh, yeah. That inning was not going well. Up until that point.
I was mad.
Except for the strikeout to Mike Trout, by the way,
right.
Which kind of gets forgotten in the mix.
Walsh has been hot. Ryan ended up being correct, but Ryan was indicating that he thought it was smart to kind of pitch around Pujols and face Walsh, and I was like, go after Pujols here. I don't need Walsh up there. But then I didn't know that Walsh's balls were going to come through, so...
Say it's a ballsy so call big. By Lefebvre.
Yeah.
Guys need to grow up.
Right. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Did you see how it ended?
Yes.
What happened in your words? What happened?
Good balls.
What happened?
The ball ricocheted off the guy's cup,
right.
Hopefully. I mean, I think he would have had a different reaction.
Well,
yeah, he would have had
hopefully he had protective cup, yeah.
Yeah, he would have had a different reaction,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, because for him, you know, it's like that loss was a real kick in the junk.
Yeah, right.
My friend Anthony tweeted out that he thinks that the Angels really got shafted tonight. That's a pretty good one, isn't it?
Got an appetite. I got a hot Stephen Winnie here for you.
Jared Wall's like, of all times, of all the times you get, we had the game tied. Nope. You got to get lucky
coronal
sometimes,
mass
don't
ejection.
You?
Well, yeah, takes a little luck sometimes. Fortunate bounce here or there.
Right.
But you know, that strikeout of Mike Trout.
Fantastic.
Strikeout, what do you strike out four times?
Four
yesterday?
Times, yeah.
Oh!
Yep.
Oh! It's like he was playing in the ALDS again against the Royals.
But I mean, I don't care about the other three. They're great, but that was with the game on the line.
Yeah.
So all you heard here is what? Oh, boy. They just need to get Mike Trout some help, get him back in the playoffs. They really need to see this guy in the postseason. That's fine. He's the best player in baseball. But boy, I'm just being honest with you. I did not think Greg Holland was going to get him out. When Mike Trout came up with the runners on base with a chance to win it, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be horrible.
Right.
And shame on me. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I knew Dirty South was going to get him. I was like, this is going to be horrible, and this is going to piss me off. And then as soon as Trout hits a home run or bangs one off the wall, I'm going to be mad. Okay? This is going to make me furious. He struck him out. He didn't get him out. He struck him out. Mm-hmm. Get the hell out of here. That was awesome. It was fantastic. We'll break. We'll talk more about Greg Holland. And again, gutty. It wasn't pretty. But he struck out Mike Trout with a game on the line. And then he used Jared Walsh's balls to his advantage.
Can we also...
What other reliever does that?
Right.
You tell me, I'm waiting, Jake. You run all the numbers. You don't got anyone on that list. The list is one man, Greg Holland. Back after this on WHB.
Well, that's a good lineup. Duffy did a really good job because our bullpen was kind of... depleted a little bit after the last few games. So it's one of those situations where I was fresh and ready to go. And, I think last year, Mike, and this year too, Mike's done a good job of, you know, it's not necessarily a night thing all the time, but you know certain situations to be ready. So we kind of knew that Wade and I were going to be kind of last two guys standing there, and we were just going to have to piece it together according to, how the lineup shook out and stuff like that. But, after that, just go out there and try to get outs. You know, I thought I threw a lot of quality pitches and kind of got behind the eight ball a few hitters and ended up kind of just, you know, giving Pujols a free pass.
That's a Dirty South, Greg Holland, talking about closing out the game last night. Hey, and that was, I mean, he came into a difficult situation and got the Royals out of the jam in the eighth and bailed Wade Davis out. As they pointed out, kind of the way Wade Davis bailed him out opening day. Roles were reversed. And then Holland gets it done. And again, we talked about this yesterday. It's not pretty, but he just guts his way through it. And you feel like, I mean, in any situation, I've been really impressed with you know, his ability to come into, you know, a situation where there's runners already on base. You know, some closers have that mentality where they like to start with a clean inning, nobody on base, and if you put them in other situations, they don't perform as well. And there's some guys you can depend on that are used to it more often, but I like that Matheny used him, and it paid off. He got it done. As opposed to, my closer only goes in the ninth inning. That's it. No, the game was on the line in the eighth.
You can't question Greg Holland's mental fortitude and, you know, grittiness, toughness, all that. He's shown that over the years. Because, I mean, I always remember in his heyday when he was, according to Jeff Montgomery telling me that he was the best closer in Royals history at one point in time.
Mike McDougal.
Well, along with Mike McDougal.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he would every once in a while you blow a game. Even if you're a great closer, you blow a game. And I remember talking to Greg Holland right after those games, like, look, well, I blew it tonight. I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll get the job done. And it was as simple as that to him. He always did. You know, he didn't let one loss become two. He's a tough guy, mentally and physically and everything. So it's just, you know, like you said, he doesn't have that same stuff that he did. But he was hitting 94 on the gun, by the way, yesterday, which I think if he gets up into the mid-90s, that's enough.
I bet Trout thinks his stuff's pretty good.
Yeah.
This morning.
I'll tell you what, Trout missed. He gave Trout one hittable pitch, and it was a 95 mile an hour fastball right down the middle.
Put that bait out there for Trout.
Yeah. Huh? Hooked him.
I'm good.
We went fishing.
You know.
He gave him one pitch to hit. It was a 95 mile an hour fastball right down the middle, and Trout swung and missed, and that was it. And the rest of the pitches were out of the zone. He chased.
Why did you play that song to start the segment? Because that put me in a good mood. Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters is a great song.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Play it again.
My mom loved the Pointer Sisters.
I'll tell you exactly what from. From when I was at Blue Ridge East Movie Theater, and one of the best opening sequences for a movie back in the day, if you remember the opening sequence of Beverly Hills Cop, where Eddie Murphy was undercover trying to buy cigarettes out of the, or sell, was he selling them or buying them? Out of the back of the semi?
I think he's selling them.
So anyway, and then, you know, all hell breaks loose, and they drive off with a semi-truck, and then Eddie Murphy's in the back hanging on and everything, and then this song comes up.
Swinging around.
And I'm at Blue Ridge East, and people are clapping, this was Eddie Murphy was in his peak. And the Pointer Sisters, you got the song on. Eddie Murphy's on the screen.
Those damn
Pointer Sisters coming out of the speakers, and you're like, "This is kicking ass!" This opening scene.
This movie's gonna be good.
Driving the semi around,
right?
And he's holding on for dear life, swinging around.
Cargo net catching him. Cigarette pulling everywhere.
And when you played that, I was like, "What's he playing this for?"
Because it's a damn fine song.
And that was a good movie.
DJ Pounder. That's a great, not better than holds good. Up,
but it was a guy.
You
I
hear made, him laughing?
Yeah, I love it. I love that movie.
That's your banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite. I had that cassette tape.
On the win. Trading Places, yes. 48 Hours, yes. Beverly Hills Cop, yes.
The Golden Child.
I went to see it in Indian Springs with my mom. My mom liked it.
I did too.
You know?
Golden Child?
Yeah, it wasn't great, but I mean, it was, that's kind of like, one of those three. He's supposed to do another Beverly Hills Cop, supposedly.
Sign me up.
Rosewood and Taggart.
Judge Reinhold. Danny Duffy looked great, didn't he?
Oh, man, Danny Duffy's off to a heck of a start this season. That was big. To get six innings. And by the way, you know how many strikes he threw last night?
How many?
69.
Out of?
I think 100 pitches. I didn't pay attention to the other numbers. That one just caught my attention for some reason. Yeah, 69 out of 100.
By the way, you pointed this out. It reminded me of my dad, because my dad sometimes would or does gets pissed off about something that might happen that hasn't happened. Like I'll come over
projecting.
If you do this, I'm gonna be pissed. I go, I'm not.
You're already mad.
How
Dad.
Can he be mad about? I haven't even done anything.
Don't you even think
I'm
about
tell
it.
You what? If you do this, I'm gonna light your ass on fire. Well, I haven't even done it. What? And I'm thinking in my mind, oh, I was gonna do that, and I better not. And so, I better not do that. By the way, let me just go ahead and say this on the air to everyone listening. Steve St. John Sr. has been hacked on Facebook. I repeat, Steve St. John Sr. has been hacked on Facebook. I don't know if it's a laughing matter. I'm telling you, he posted it, so I'm trying to spread the word.
Public knowledge.
I'm spreading the word. So the point is,
Zuckerberg got him again.
It reminded me, Whit Merrifield reminded me of my dad, because he was already pissed off about Salvi dumping him with the Gatorade splash, and it hadn't even happened yet.
It was.
Remember, he kept doing it. Man. It's cold. I don't need him to do that. You know, he kept looking around, you know.
Somebody better stop Salvi if he comes out here.
Right. Like, no one's stopping Salvi.
Thank you, my friend.
You just see Salvi get a ball that ricocheted off another man's balls, pick it up, and gun it to third base and win the game, and you're going to stop that guy from doing whatever he wants?
Yeah.
No!
That's very on brand for Witt, though.
You're going to stop Salvi after that? No! And so Witt, sorry, if he wants to dump you, he's going to do it.
Not for Witt, though.
No, he was pissed.
It was perfectly on brand for Witt. It's like, right. Doesn't matter how good this game was. Doesn't matter how this game ended. You better keep that Gatorade away from me. It is too cold outside. It reminded me.
He didn't want it.
You know, I remember when.
But that's when it's best, when they don't want it.
Right. That's right. Thank you, my friend. When Kansas won the Orange Bowl, Mark Mangino did not want anyone dousing him with Gatorade, and he got all of the coaches to make like a barrier around him, and the strength and conditioning coordinator, all the players were trying to get around him, right, to get him with the Gatorade. The strength and conditioning coordinator was chasing guys with
Gatorade. Offensive line out there, like, protecting.
Yeah. Like, don't you dare just win the Gatorade. They never got him. I have to give it to Mangino, give him credit. They never got him, you know, and they never got Salvi, or they never got Witt last night. Because even Sal was like, hey, Witt is pissed.
Maybe that Gatorade would have cooled off that red ass. I mean, he was not having it.
And they're trying to joke him. And, you know, even Joel's like, come on, you know, Salvi can get anybody. He's like, not getting me.
Salvi.
Not getting me.
When you do what Salvi did at the end of the game, you can do whatever you want.
Not to Whit Merrifield.
Well,
he ain't having it.
Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Mike Boddicker is here. He'll be in studio. We'll talk about the Royals up until 8 o'clock when Gary Lise joins us. Jared Sutton will talk basketball with us. Get some NBA talk. Man, tough injury for the Nuggets. I'm sorry, Rudy. Rudy Salazar loves him. But Murray torn ACL. Oof. That sucks. That sucks. That irritated me. Because I like the Nuggets. Not as much as I like the Jazz, though. Oh, come on, Quinn Snyder. What you doing? What you about to get into? The playoffs? Let's go.
Hello, this is Quinn Snyder, and you're listening to the best sports talk in Kansas City. Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Boy, did you say it. And then Graham Zusi, Sporting Kansas City. Baseball, basketball, soccer. And we'll sprinkle in some weather with Gary Lezak. Gary's very excited now that he's taken the day off, apparently the night off, and he claims he will be appearing at Mike Boddicker's house on Thursday.
Wow.
So.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, right. Right. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for watching us on 38 The Spot. The show continues right now with former Royal Mike Boddicker in studio to talk baseball for the next hour until Gary Lezak takes the show over right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.